submerge. Don't fear the unknown. A show for non-Slovene speakers on alternative culture in Ljubljana.
Submerge. Pogled na slovensko alternativno sceno z druge perspektive.
This is a fresh episode of Submerge, a show on Radio Student in which is focused on things happening in Slovenia, and specifically Ljubljana. As you hear, this is done in English. This is for the simple reason that it is as well good to provide some content for people that don't speak the Slovene language. Today's episode will explore the connections between the issues of security, ecology, and music. Thereby, two questions are crucial. First of all, and it's a rather simple one, how to make the world a better place? And secondly, what about the possibility to create different livable spheres, if not worlds? But before I will say more about it, first some music. This is Balance with Bol Greza Boy.
Thank you.
This was Balance with Bol Grizzaboy. More new Balance tracks you can hear on their last month released album A Vam Je Jasno. So much for Balance, let's continue. From May 30 until June 1, the 11th edition of the Slovenian Social Science Conference took place in Ljubljana's Ethnographic Museum. In total, the program consisted of 43 presentations, which all to a greater or lesser extent dealt with the following general topic of the conference: observing social transformations, national and transnational perspectives. The broadness of the conference's topic can be termed both its strength and weakness. With regard to the latter, not only was there frequently only a minor connection between the various panels, but as well within the panels, a clear line was sometimes missing. Anyway, it is nonetheless worth mentioning the conference already when taking the first of four keynote lectures into account. This was provided by Mark Maguire, a professor at the Maynooth University in Ireland. Maguire has specialized himself in security processes and technologies. In his lecture in Ljubljana, he mainly focused on counterterrorism and introduced his current project called The Anthropology of 10 Minutes. This focuses on what happens when things go wrong, that is, a terrorist attack, in big infrastructure sites such as international airports. Maguire's team explores the first critical few minutes of a terrorist attack, looking at human behavior during such incidents. The team carries out ethnographic analysis of such attacks by first of all conducting interviews with witnesses, direct victims, and what are termed participants such as security forces. Following this, a cognitive map is built that is used as a tool for the team to think about time, behavior, and emergent actions. During his talk, Maguire highlighted peculiar cases such as the 2007 Glasgow airport attack. Here, a 14-year-old girl was leading her friends calmly to a safe place, while a person in uniform was panicking. For Maguire, it is quite hard to experience that public bodies still haven't figured out a way to protect innocent people for the consequences of terrorist attacks. He states that there is not much imagination going on among terrorists. Although the timing cannot be foreseen, the way their actions eventually evolve is, or should be, better predictable than it is now the case. Connected to this, Maguire claims that it's usually not intelligence that stops attacks, but stupidity. Although he would not argue that this is not as well the case for school shootings, he warns for drawing too quick and easy conclusions. Schools are, similar as for instance airports, buildings with a very specific infrastructure that ask for a specific kind of behavior during those 10 minutes, if not longer, he does research on.
I was a junior in high school when I turned the TV. Jan Tuberty went to a restaurant and shot everyone up with a machine gun. It was from my hometown. We talked about it till the sun went down. And everybody got up and stretched and yawned. And their lives went on. And I just left Safeway when I walked in my doorway. When a guy took a boat to an island, shot a bunch of little kids up in Norway. Caught a few of my friends around here, but no one much really cared. But I did, because I got a lot of friends there. I just arrived in Seoul by way of Beijing. I had an hour to myself at my hotel when I turned on the TV. It was quite a thriller. CNN was promoting the Batman killer. His eyes were blazed like he was from Mars. Yesterday he was no one, today he was a star. I was down in New Orleans at the Mausoleum, enjoying some time all to myself when I turned the TV on. There were shootings in a Portland mall, and it was everyday America, and that's all. It was just another one who walked down Royal Street. The rest of the world was out having fun. December 14th, another killer went down. I got a letter from a fan. He said, Mark, say a prayer for Newtown. And I ain't one to pray, but I'm one to sing and play. For women and children and moms and dads and brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts. December 25th, and I was just laying down. I picked up a pen, I wrote a letter to the guy in Newtown. I said, I'm sorry about the kids and the teachers who lost their lives. I felt it coming on, I felt it in my bones, and I don't know why. So when Christmas comes and you're out running around, take a moment to pause and think of the kid died in Newtown. When so young, try to get it right. When so young, who knew a cloud so dark over them? And they loved them, gave their mom and dad kisses. So when your birthday comes and you're feeling pretty good, baking cakes and opening gifts, stuff in your mouth with food. Take them all for the children who lost their lives. Think of their families and how they mourn and cry. When you're gonna get married and you're out shopping around, take them all about the families who lost so much in Newtown.
You heard Sun Gil Moon, also known as Mark Kozelek, with Pray for Newtown. This is Submerge on Radio Student, which before the song already was dealing with the anthropological research on terrorist attacks by Mark McGuire, who about a week ago held a lecture in Ljubljana. To come back to this topic, for him such things as health kits that can be crucial in the first stages of preventing people from bleeding to death should by law be more widespread at the big infrastructure sites he does research on. All in all, McGuire pleads for a more widespread use of an ethnography that works with institutions to better secure society. This should pave the way for a democratization of security. Such democratization seems to be a solution worth exploring with regard to many social transformations, which not rarely include serious challenges, as discussed on the mentioned Slovenian Social Science Conference of last week. It is thereby a pity that, for instance, environmental issues or sustainability were addressed only from a rather straightforward perspective. One could argue that global warming, likely the main challenge of our time, can only truly be softened by out-of-the-box ideas. As is frequently the case, several artists in electronic music are the ones that show how a much-debated political, social, and economic issue as environmentalism can go hand-in-hand with art, if not benefit from it. A case in point is the approach to electronic music as applied by Dominik Eulberg, who is not only a DJ and producer, but as well an ecologist. Eulberg's general work method is to reconstruct the things he sees and hears in nature. In his studio, he makes representations of them out of beats and sounds. Initially, Eulberg's music was far detached from his rather organic present-day sound. Back then, he was first and foremost interested in what made synthesizers different from that what was not made by humans. Once he more or less mastered using the equipment needed for making electronic music, he started to combine his two passions. On the album Heimische Gefilde, he alternates field recordings and techno tracks that are inspired on his experiences in nature and as well incorporate field recordings. First you will hear Waldkauz, directly followed by Harzer Rollach.
In tiefer Nacht können wir den geheimnisvoll klingenden Lauten des Waldkauzes lauschen. Früher auch als Todesvogel verschrien, wurde der Ruf des Weibchens Kuhwit im Volksaberglauben als Komm mit interpretiert. Thank you.
You are listening to Radio Student and heard Dominik Olberg with Harzer Roller. The approach of the ecologist to electronic music is not solely an artistic one. He tries to raise interest for the beauty of nature, which is his main source of inspiration. As he himself claims, with an ornithological tour I can reach 50 people with a track 500,000. Next to making records and DJing, Olberg is actively involved in a range of projects to bring nature to the people and specifically his listeners. The organization of excursions to parks and nature reserves after a party has finished is but one of them. According to Olberg, such trips are especially good to make after a so-called durchtanzte Nacht, since at this point experiencing prevails over reason. Next to such trips, on his website you can make use of the so-called Olberg's identification service. If you want to know what bird of plant you have seen in some forest, you send a picture and Olberg will tell you. On top of that, Olberg has established the label Apus Apus, which is the Latin name of the by him beloved swift bird. Probably more under the radar than Olberg, but musically certainly not less interesting, is the artist Umwelt, who became active in the French electronic music scene from the very day that it emerged. With a name like Umwelt, the German word for environment, the French producer already revealed a certain interest in thinking about the state of the world. As he himself calls it, his artist name is a call to respect the planet and a warning done to the people and our governments. With regard to his releases, he explores as well philosophies on the limits of traditional ideas about humans and therefore the societies as we know them now. With regard to one of his EPs called Posthume, the activist and producer said he chose this title with reference to the fact that man has to adapt himself to the hostile environment that he has created. It's about the violent and fast mutation of the human being. We'll be right back. Radio Student it is, and you heard the French producer Umwelt with Frameshift Mutation. The track can be found on his earlier this year released EP Echo Poiesis. As has become clear with regard to his artist name, the producer and activist does not name something without having a good reason for it. Echo Poiesis refers to the artificial creation of a sustainable ecosystem on a lifeless planet. Such a process, which in English usually is called terraforming, is perhaps rather unsurprisingly the topic of a range of science fiction stories. In this regard, it is perhaps even less surprising that the concept as well has a disturbing dystopian side, about which one could argue that the song Frameshift Mutation reflects this. Both in science fiction stories and in reality, terraforming raises loads of ethical questions. Should we humans, which are having such a high impact on this planet, really allow ourselves to do this at other locations as well? Do we really necessarily need to preserve the further existence of human mankind? Another issue is, who has the means, that is, the power and money, to take such decisions and potentially execute terraforming? The space race is pretty much related to national pride, etc. It are such questions that artists like Umwelt and the earlier in this show mentioned Dominik Eulberg pose. Therewith, for these musicians, art is a means to say what we should think about, while often as well shedding some light on their personal preferences. You heard Pereira Elsewhere with Big Heart. From 11 until 22 June, the annual Ljubljana Pride will take place. Next to a discourse program on which you can find more info on their website ljubljanapride.org, as well a nice music program is formed. For the closing party, Dina Abdelwahed will return to Ljubljana. But there is also a concert by Pereira elsewhere planned for Thursday, June 20. If interested, make sure to be in the surrounding of Prietlice on that day. That was all for this Submerge episode on Radio Student. This was Jasper speaking to you. Have a good Sunday. Submerge. Don't fear the unknown. Enjoy exploring the alternative scene of Ljubljana.
Submerge. Pogled na slovensko alternativno sceno z druge perspektive.